it is not how you died that made you a hero, it is how you lived. For 25 years, Michael Maloney served as a law enforcement officer. Prior to serving as Greenland's police chief, Maloney served as a sergeant for Northampton Police, where he is remembered as a respected citizen, good neighbor, and valued friend. Maloney began as a Winneconnet High School graduate when he went into the Army Reserve and served as drill instructor. Chief Maloney was a graduate of the 76th New Hampshire Police Academy and received a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Hester College. He then became a part-time police officer in Rye and worked his way up to Northampton and Greenland. Maloney has been described by many as a cop's cop. He never wavered in his duties to the people he served. As any good manager practiced, he never asked anyone to do something he wasn't willing to do himself. In fact, it would have been easy to spend his last few months risk-averse, but instead told town officials right before he was set to retire that he had one last order of business. On April 12th, when the inexplicable violence unfolded in Greenland, Maloney did not run. His first instinct was to bring the four wounded officers to safety, even in a hail of gunfire. For that, Chief Maloney lost his life just days away from a well-deserved retirement. Today, two families mourn. His family, which includes his wife Peg and three children, as well as his mother, father, three brothers, and two sisters. The other family, of course, is the Greenland Police Department. As all of us in New Hampshire pause for even just a moment to remember this remarkable sacrifice, we also remember the great risks that all law enforcement officers face, from our largest city to our smallest towns. As most will remember today, for what Chief Maloney gave, along with other officers before him, and those who will give their lives in the line of duty, there is a poem by an unknown author titled Cops on the Take. First, he takes the oath. Now look at all he takes. He takes it in stride when people call him pig. He takes time to stop and talk to children. He takes your verbal abuse while giving you a ticket you really deserved. He takes on creeps you would be afraid to even look at. He takes time away from his family to keep you safe. He takes your injured child to the hospital. He takes the graveyard shift without complaint because it's his turn. He takes his life into his hands daily. He takes you home when your car breaks down. He takes time to explain why both your headlights have to work. He takes the job no one else wants, telling you a loved one has died. He takes criminals to jail. He takes insights that would make you cry. Sometimes he cries too, but he takes it anyway, because someone has to. If he is lucky, he takes retirement. He takes memories to bed each night that you couldn't bear for even one day. Sometimes he takes a bullet. And yes, occasionally he may take a free cup of coffee. Then one day he pays for all he has taken, and God takes him. And the same applies for all law enforcement officers, men and women. And as is customary in police departments all across the country, when they honor their fallen heroes, there is usually one final call on the radio.
35 Yeti, from his police family, our thanks for job well done. Radio, take 35 CM3 off the board for the last time.
Received, thank you.
Mover Control, Unit 745, Officer Jack McGuire. Job well done. You've answered your final call. Officer Jack McGuire, you're clear. Godspeed.
Headquarters to 257. Headquarters to Officer John Abraham, 257. Officer John Abraham, 257, responds to 234 Paramus Road, Paramus, New Jersey. Officer Abraham, your work is done here. You have been a good friend to all. We will remember your warm smile, compassion, and generosity. You have finished your tour, and now it's your time to rest. All units, wait for a moment of silence.
Officer down.